I'm Boyce Lancaster. With me are our special guests this weekend with ProMusica Chamber Orchestra, Vadim Glutzmann and Paul Neubauer. Welcome back to Columbus, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Great
to be here.
You were, Paul, here a few years ago playing Joan Tower's Purple Rhapsody with ProMusica. Have you had a chance to tour with that a little bit and bring it up again?
I haven't played in a few years, but we performed it here and we recorded
yes.
it. And ProMusica was part of a consortium of seven orchestras that made that piece possible. And it became a little bit part of the repertoire. At Juilliard, we had it as a concerto competition. And also at Manus, I know that they also did it as a concerto competition. So the piece is slowly gaining hold in the viola repertoire, and it's a wonderful piece. And ProMusica is a big part of it because there's recording of it with them.
So. One of seven orchestras, as you said, and as most composers tell me, the second performance is the toughest one to get.
Exactly. So when you have seven lined up, you're on easy street right there.
Exactly. And you and Paul, Vadim, have played together, I think I was told, a number of times over the years.
Actually, we have played together only once when Paul graciously joined our festival in a suburb of Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
And also New York, we did.
And we also performed chamber music in New York. So yes, we have performed together a number of times.
and past couple days on top of that.
Exactly. So what have you been doing over just getting ready for the weekend, or have you been doing some other concerts?
We've been rehearsing concertante for our concerts here. We also were trying cuisines both in Chicago and in Columbus to our great satisfaction, I
yes.
have to say.
I was interested in reading, Paul, about the viola part in this because it used to be something that was written in a different key, is that correct, than the scordatura tuning to make the
right.
viola maybe stand out a little more? Do you do that or you just go straight?
Well, as a matter of fact, I actually do it that way.
Cool.
And Mozart, as you said, wrote the piece in E-flat major for everybody except for the viola. And the viola is in D major. So you tune all your strings up a half step, and you play in D major, and it comes out in E-flat. And so that's how he wrote it. And actually, when you play it, it makes perfect sense
mm-hmm.
that it should be in D major for the viola. And as far as the feel of the fingerings and all that stuff, as opposed to when people play it in E-flat, I would say I don't know anyone else who does it this scordatura way. I think it's sort of frightening to violists that you're going to play something in a different key, but ultimately it's easier. Because once you get over the hump of learning the piece in the new key, things lie easier for the instrument. So it ultimately sounds better in that sense. And it is actually true, you're brighter. The instrument's brighter because the strings are strung a little tighter
mm-hmm.
to make it. You're sharpening the strings. You're bringing up. And actually, you worry about the viola because of all the pressure on the on the bridge that it's going to collapse. But you're fine, and it's always fun to freak people out. Of course, when you tune to a different note than everybody else does.
Must be. Do you ever come out and torture the oboist just a little bit when they're tuning?
It has happened on occasion, yes.